This is City of, this is item G5, City of Franklin receipt of donations of Kayla's playground purposes and authorize city administration of the custom picket fundraising project. Who is this? Glenn? Mark? Mr. Lambert?
What this item addresses is anticipating fundraising and receipt of previous donations and being able to fiscally manage them through the city after the construction and planning for that transition away from the fiscal agent that Kayla's group has been using, which is a 501c3, I believe, Pennyfield. So at the same time, part of this project, one of the fundraising things is sales of engraved pickets along the fence, very similar to engraved bricks that you see in walkways of many other construction projects. In order to do that, we would need the authority of the Common Council to retain that. We would set up a special revenue fund. All the revenues and proceeds from them in the future would be retained for purposes of the playground maintenance and playground enhancement that could occur after you've been in place for a while. And the motion suggested addresses both of those issues.
Just on top of this, this also addresses, should there be additional either fundraising or donations, this still allows the donor to take advantage of a charitable contribution. Penfield will be out of the picture. It'll come to the city, and it'll be used for this park's purposes as the donor wishes and still achieve tax advantage. Alderman Evans.
Hi, Shelley. How are you doing? I have a couple questions. How many total pickets do you have left right now? Do you have?
Well, there's 1,284 that will surround the playground. Currently, we have sold 151.
Okay. So, will they be installed consecutively? The ones we have right now all together, or will you randomly place them because of the smaller amount right now?
Right. We've ordered the materials, and actually the high school teachers are actually going to work with the students to have them personalize the pickets for us in collaboration with our high school, which is a wonderful opportunity for kids to have a hands-on experience. But they will cut all the pickets. They will be available to be put in at the last day of our build on September 27th. And then we'll have an excess of about 20, 25 that will be blank. So we'll remove 25 of them. They will go off to the high school for the students to personalize based on the orders that come in. And then the blank ones will be put up. So it's just a constant rotation. So there will be a fence there all the time. It's just a matter of pulling them off in batches as the orders come in.
Well, since you don't know exactly when this will end, I'm just wondering, do you want to put them all together at first, or are you going to, randomly place them?
You know, that came up at our board advisory board meeting for Kayla's crew, and I had reached out to Play by Design to have their input, since they're very familiar with how this works, so I have not heard back from them.
Okay. And I guess this question is a city question. How long, if we're taking this over, do we want to continue this as a fundraiser? Has that been thought about at all in this motion?
Mr. Burke.
The way it's set up is that will be a decision we can address in the future. We can see how the citizens continue to respond to it, what kind of effort there is. If we end up having problems with the engraving donations, if that breaks down for some reason, we have to find an alternative. So it would really just become a city fundraiser, and we would promote it through our regular means of advertising and just retain the funds in the special revenue account, so they are dedicated for this purpose. And we've suggested that in the motion that either the city staff and or the park commission can come to the Common Council with suggestions in the future and where to spend it.
At the
playground. It would be required as the special revenue fund, and then by accepting the donation, that they would be spent for that purpose.
I think once people see them and see what they're like, they probably want to be a part of it. It's just like bricks. So
it's happened at Port Washington on Oconomowoc, where people come to the playground and they want to have a picket, so the sales do increase afterward, even during the building of the playground. People want to purchase a picket and personalize it.
Thank you.
Pickets are available, $40. See the lady in the black blazer. Alderwoman Mayer.
I'm wondering, since we had talked about the budget and improving that with staff and whoever, improving the way that it looks and that kind of thing, if all of that, of all the donations and everything from Kayla's crew in total can be included on that, the budget form.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it hasn't been. So I just want to make sure that everything is there. I think maybe that's what Doug Schmidt was talking about with 1.3 million. So item G1 would just be include all of the donations, including this.
Yep.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to authorize city staff to take over and continue custom picket fundraising project effective September 1? Consistent with the program as generally outlined in the council action sheet, and to accept donations received by the city and to account for these donations in a manner to be determined by the director of finance and authorized city staff and parks commission to propose the common council appropriate uses for said donations from time to time. And before the motion is made, I'd like to remove the words custom picket from that motion so as to allow additional donations at some future point that aren't specific to pickets. Someone care to make that motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussions? Everybody understand why I did that?
Mm-hmm.
So that we can all take our inheritance directed towards that. All right, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries 5 ayes, no nos, and 1 not present. We'll move on to item G6, a resolution regarding City of Franklin employees volunteering at Kayla's Playground Build. Mr. Roberto.
Included is a recommendation from myself regarding the Common Council wishing to encourage employees to consider volunteering, since it is considered a community build, and there are businesses in the community that are bringing their employees. In the private sector, there are businesses that often keep their employees on the payroll during these times. Many of them do that. Some of them don't. They often have these, as I discussed in the council action sheet, that sort of community service is part of what they do. That's a less common procedure for a public sector agency. It is something that you could do. You could add that to the motion if you wanted to, where you were providing additional time off, for example, to an employee to be able to go volunteer. But that is less common in the public sector, so I've just written this as encouraging employees to consider volunteering, because we do provide employees with personal days that they can use for whatever reason. This would be included there, and to authorize department heads and supervisors to approve that time off so that they could participate.
Questions? Alderman Mayer?
As somebody that's necessary to be there, to be present, like somebody with the DPW, that would be their regular time worked, correct?
Correct. This remains a city project. So, for example, I anticipate Jerry Schrader will be there for much of the time. He will be working. He will be paid. If he, for the purpose of completing the city project authorized by the Common Council, he believes it's necessary to bring a piece of equipment and an equipment operator there, they'll be working and they'll they'll be paid. So the department will manage the project and use the necessary city resources we need to.
And if an employee does volunteer, would they be protected workers' comp-wise?
If they're doing it on their own time, it would depend upon the nature of what they were doing. It becomes very complex when you look at workers' comp law. Effectively, anybody in DPW, I would say yes, because the administrative law judges would say, it's your project, this is what they do, it's consistent with their work, they would be. On the other hand, if we had a clerical secretary decide to take a day off to volunteer there and was painting something, got paint in her eye, and then had medical, it would probably be covered under their own personal insurance policy. Recognizing we're self-funded, and most of our employees are on our insurance, so through that back way, the city would be covering it. But so it really does depend the nature of the person's employment with us and the nature of the job and the supervision being given out there to do it. So in all likelihood, for example, if a DPW worker took a day off and worked out there and was doing something consistent with the work there, even if we weren't paying them because they were on their time off, but they weren't being instructed or using special equipment, the administrative law judge may say it's still covered by workers' comp, even if we didn't have them covered by wages. So,
okay. So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. It's, 4 ayes. Excuse me. 5 ayes. No noes. 1 at, not present. Let's let Shirley go home. Let's move to item G9.
Thank you.
Thanks. G9, Franklin Senior Citizens Travel Program semi-annual update for 2015. Oh, no, I didn't call you Shirley. Welcome, Shirley.
Thank you. Shirley Bird, Franklin Senior Tour Coordinator of the Travel Program. First of all, I'd like to thank you for taking care of the concerns that I had for the travel program and resolving them and everything is okay, and thank you for continuing the program for senior travel.
Happy to
the people
you.
Really appreciate it, and we are getting more and more of the citizens of Franklin going on the trips than we do of the club now, because the club is getting older and they can't do the program and can't get around. So, but I'm glad that it's the city itself travel is getting, the people are using the program much better. So, okay, now I'm going to do the senior travel semi-annual report. Mr. Mayor and members of the City of Franklin Common Council, the 2015 travel program statistics. This runs from January 1st of 2015 to June 30th of 2015. We have taken 6 of the 12 trips that were scheduled for the 2015. There's an attachment number 1 that shows the trip statistics. And of that total, 245 people have taken trips through the 630. Of this number, 87 were Franklin resident and club members. And here's your bigger number, 156 were Franklin not club members, but citizens of Franklin. And we had 2 non-city residents that went. 136 different people have taken trips through the program. 80 have gone on at least 1 trip. 56 have gone on 2 or more trips. There were 55 men on the 6 trips and 198 women on the 6 trips. There were special needs people that had to use walkers. We used canes, oxygen, and there was 13 handicapped men and there was 26 handicapped women. And some of the remaining trips for 2015, we would be going back to the Fireside for a Fireside Christmas. We'd be going back there for West Side Story. We'd be going to the Palace Theater in Wisconsin Dells for a ring called the show Ring of Fire about Johnny Cash. And then we'll be going back there for a Vince Lombardi play. We'll be going on Oneida and National Menominee Tour Indian Reservations. We'll be touring them. And now the phone calls and the advertising, I took 60 phone calls that we had to require flyers to be sent out. Of those, 54 Franklin residents booked trips from those flyers that were sent out. They also had numerous calls just regarding trip information. The travel program is advertised in the Franklin Recreational Department Guide, the city newsletter, and the City of Franklin Government Access Channel under News and Events. Now this you'll see attachment number 2. Then the 2015 budget, using $10,000, I used $3,995 for the 6 trips through June 30th, and this leaves me a balance of $6,005 for the remainder of the year. And this you will see on attachment number 3. Now, do we have any questions? Just ask me at any time, and I thank you for everything and all the kindness you have given me through all the years.
Well, once again, Shirley, thanks, and it's good to see you. I do have a couple of questions. First of all, well, a statement. Your close rate's slipping a little bit. 54 closes on 60 calls.
Yeah,
it used to be closer to 95%, so you're slipping. So
what do I do?
we'll schedule you for some sales training, all right?
Oh, okay.
I do have a question on the June trip. It seemed like that dropped way off by half, roughly. I wonder if that's because of the destination or the time of the year. I'm just curious. It's not a criticism by any means. It's just
the June trip?
Yeah.
We went to West Bend?
Yeah, 25 instead of
yeah,
yeah.
50. I don't know. You don't know at different times why it is. If they don't like what we do and everything. But then the people that do go on the trips, they are so glad they went, and because there is something that's special that they've seen and everything on there. But it's, you can't really tell, you know. It's different. The one that was canceled in April was one of the trips that before we had things fixed for the travel program where we had to use more educational programs and trips. That's where nobody went on that one at all. So we just had to cancel that one altogether.
Any other questions for Alderman Mayor?
Well, I have a question regarding the canceled one and maybe some of these others. Were any of those other trips educational ones?
Now we don't have to do that anymore because we've been taken out of the grant program.
Right, but were any of the other ones besides the one canceled?
No.
Okay.
West Bend was not canceled, but it was an educational trip. It just had a smaller participation.
If I can add on to there, I call that the Pots and Pan Tour. It went to the West Bend factory, as many of you know, years ago, younger people our age probably knew when you got married, you went to West Bend and went to the sales department where they had the seconds and that. A lot of guys were like, that's a thing for my wife to do in that. It did have a tour of the courthouse in West Bend. It had the interesting part that a lot of good feedback came is the museum for the artists. Everyone enjoyed that.
Museum.
Right, and it was strictly Wisconsin artists had their display. So it was kind of on the line of an educational type of tour, and maybe that's why there wasn't the high, but people that did go on it did appreciate the artist aspect of it. The Pots and Pans, I can't weigh in on it.
Which was your favorite, Basil?
Pots and Pans.
I got to stay neutral.
Alderwoman Mayor still has a floor.
And then you said that you sent out flyers and that kind of thing. Who pays for the flyers? Do you have office expense? And
I have an office expense. I charge the people that go on the trip $1 per person. That's what I use for office expense, that is stamps and envelopes and making of flyers. And then when I work through Badger and Badger Tour and Travel, they usually send me their flyers. But the Fireside, I make all their flyers, and I make some of the other flyers. I do the camp 6-month calendar twice a year. And that's all taken out of the money of the Franklin Senior Travel Program checkbook.
The dollar that you collect from, and that covers everything, you're fine with
right.
that? Okay.
Yes.
Just to follow on those lines, we also charge an extra dollar for the tip for the bus driver and for the hostess that's provided too. So the people that are participating in the program, they're charged that and the dollar. So it's kind of built into the cost of the person going, not the bus. The city strictly pays for the bus in it.
Yes.
Okay, so you feel as though the participation that you've had over the years, it's kind of going up?
Yeah. Well, the participation maybe hasn't as much as the city participating, city seniors participating in the travel program, whereas before it was more the travel, the club, the senior citizen club. But now that has dropped down because of the people getting older. They can't participate in the program because they're too old to do the trips. They're still ill, or they're nursing homes, or they just don't feel as though they can do it anymore. Now we're getting more of the Franklin senior residents of Franklin doing the trips, which is better. And I hope if we can continue it, that we're going to maybe get bigger and better, because I've got an assistant here now. I call him as my assistant. This Basil is the person that started the program in 2002. And gave me my chance, where I didn't know nothing about doing this at all. I come in here and ask because the education department didn't want it in their budget anymore. The city couldn't take it, and the travel, the Franklin Senior Incorporated couldn't do it because of the insurance and everything. So I came and asked the city because I thought it was a good program to keep it going. So I came to ask the city if I could take it over and run it. And Mr. Bateful said, well, let's give her a try. And I did, and I've been here since 2002.
You still have the floor.
So just one last question. You've been in there since 2002, and you've had the same budget the whole entire time.
Exactly.
So even though costs have gone up and that kind of thing,
exactly.
You're saying, so have the number of trips gone down?
Yes, some of the number of the trips, because you have to do the trips. I have to set them ahead the number of trips that I do depends on the amount of money that the bus costs for each trip and where I can go and everything. So I have to set these up by October this year for next year, so that I know how far I can go, what I can do, because the bus company, when I pay the buses, they go by either time or distance. That's how they charge for a bus cost.
If I can reflect, for example, we're looking at doing Lambeau Field next year, and we're trying to coordinate it during August when the training teams would be practicing. That cost us greater for that bus to travel up there because there's more time in that involved. By doing that, it takes from a shorter trip to the Fireside. So that's the dilemma that we're faced with. We try to do a event every month that forces us to stay within the realm of a short distance. To do a longer distance is going to burn up more dollars. As you realize, she's been operating in the same budget of $10,000 from 2002. Costs have gone up, surcharge into fuel, all of that. So we have been hampered with some of the activity as a result of that, and we stay local. So we would like to take events like, for example, a baseball game in the past. So in the earlier years, Shirley Ken, she did a lot more traveling further, a lot more activity, but the costs have caught up with it in the budget.
Now I try to keep it to 1 month, 12 trips a year, so wherever I can go is where I go for the amount of money that it would cost for the bus to go to that area. And when we do take an extended trip, which is a trip that is an overnighter trip, the cost, there is no bus cost because the cost is paid by the people that take the trip, the cost of the trip. And if we go on a gambling trip, that cost is also included in the trip price that the people pay. There is no bus cost for that. So your extended trips, your gambling trips, we go there, but there is no bus cost to the city. The city has to pay out no bus money. It's, but they go on a trip.
Alderman Evans.
Thank you for your detailed report, Shirley. And I have two questions. You received 60 calls. That's a lot of calls. Do you also hand out flyers at senior meetings?
I'm getting kind of whatever I can, you know, go as like I used to or do what I do. So they can, people take it to the walking club, and they take them to the, bring them to the city for the, where they serve the lunch program. They are going out. They go out.
Okay.
But the advertisement is in the rec department booklet. Whenever they put the booklets out, what, four times a year, I think.
Okay.
And then the city newsletter, which comes out, what, every 2 months.
Okay, and my other question is, I like your breakdown here. I'm just curious about couples. Do you get mostly singles going, or are there a lot of couples?
Oh, Shirley, be careful. We were talking about overnight trips, too.
Oh, I can't tell anything about that. We get couples, but there's not too many couples around anymore at our age.
I'm just curious.
When we are getting the citizens now, we're getting more couples. But from the club, it's single. You can tell by the number of people, the number of women, 190, what is it, 190 to 45 or whatever it was. I don't remember what I have here.
Yeah, the ads for the men are pretty good.
Huh?
Thank you.
Nothing. I'm not repeating that. Any other questions? Alderman Mayer.
So I don't think there's another department in the entire city that's had the same budget for the last 10 years. Do we need to start looking at bumping this up a little bit? Do we need to include this in the budget process and keep up with the times?
Well, it is part of the budget process. You're welcome to make changes. We did have a budget meeting this morning with the department heads, and there is a significant shortfall projected at this moment that we're working.
So what would be, if they did want to make a request, what would the vehicle be for them to do that?
Talk to Mark.
Okay. As you guys look for next year, I mean, if you haven't increased your budget in 10 years, there's probably some things that might be lacking. So let Mark know, and we'll take it up in the budget process.
I'm just happy to kind of hear that maybe you're going to continue the program, because I hate to see the program drop, because, like I said, it's getting, we plan on doing more bigger and better things if we have more money, and now for next year, and that we are getting more Franklin senior citizens other than just one little group from the club.
Right, and I can predict your membership will probably go up rather than down.
Yes.
So.
Alderman Schmidt.
I would like to recommend placing this budget on file, and commend Shirley for her continued diligence and dedication to making this travel program so successful.
Thanks.
Second.
And I really appreciate it now that Basil's helping me, because he went on the trip up to West Bend. I couldn't go.
That was the Cougar one?
Yeah, well, we can
Karen.
Talk about that.
All those in favor of the motion, place on file, and commend Shirley, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Shirley.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's let Fred and Casper go home. Let's go to item G10. Franklin Senior Citizens Program update. Yes, we'll go to Mark next.
Did you have a senior comment heard?
Oh.
Public speaking?
Well, we need to, was that You still want to say something, Leroy?
Yeah, I prefer that they go first.
Leroy was under the public comment.
No, come on. We don't have time for this. Let's go. Come on. Item G10, Franklin Senior Citizens, Inc. Program Semiannual Update for 2015 Mid-Year. Mr. Knippel.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
My name is Fred Knippel. I'm president of the Franklin Senior Citizens, Inc. And Casper Green is the vice president. He was the past president for 16 years and gratefully agreed to serve as vice president until we can find a younger person to fill in for him. Mark and Lisa gave you some information of the people that we've had speak in front of our group. We try to be educational and make our seniors aware of the scams and people that are after them constantly, because they're a segment of the population that is very vulnerable, and we try to inform them of things that are important to pay attention to, not to answer the phone. You know, if you get a phone call and somebody says, hey, you know, we need some money, hang up on them. You don't have to be nice to them. Tell them to take a hike. Just a couple of other things to go along with the professionals that we get from the healthcare field. I want to thank Aurora and John Ackert in particular. He's the director of
building, I think it is.
Well, director of new business development for Aurora. He's right across the street. He's been a good friend of the Franklin Seniors for a lot of years. He's encouraged us this year, where he used to do the asking at Aurora for funding. They were very generous to us. This year, they have changed the policy, and we now have to apply ourselves for any funding that we wanted from Aurora. The last couple we had used for advertising in the city newsletter, which was half of the amount that they provided to us. The other half went to the TV on the other side of the wall, along with a gift from one of our members in memory of Annabelle Gutman, who was our longtime treasurer, and we miss her dearly. She passed away last year. But the TV in the other room, in the community room, we would like to encourage the use of it for the community, for hopefully we talk to the Department of Aging. They would like to use that for presentations to the seniors. They would like to perhaps get a little exercise program before the people chow down. They can watch movies in there. I brought them a couple of Star Wars movies, figured that would be right in there. And one of the things we do and try to do is to reduce the isolation. As Shirley had mentioned earlier, there are a lot of elderly ladies that belong to our organization, and they are very, very isolated. If you pay attention to them, they are elderly, and they don't drive anymore, and they depend on friends. And when they come to play cards at Brentwood or they come to the meetings, they're in amongst their friends and their peers, and they just enjoy being there. So we really appreciate when the city allows us to bring all these people. When I joined the group in 1999, the average age was 70. So it's gone up, as Shirley alluded to. That has gone up. One of the things we're going to do this year is put out two flyers in the city newsletter. We were very surprised when we had bids the first time. It was very expensive. And when we went through the city, it was within our budget. So this time, with the grant that we got from Aurora, we're going to advertise twice to get more of the seniors that are moving into our community aware of our organization. We unfortunately don't meet in Franklin. Hopefully that'll be corrected someday, where we have a place where all the seniors can meet and have our organization be in the city of Franklin. But until that happens, we're at Clifford's and Hale's Corners. We want to increase that. And with the city's support, we served 866 meals so far this year. That's at about the same pace that we had last year. We've picked up a few new members. We have 138 dues-paying members. There were 10 of our members that are in nursing homes or assisted living facilities. And we don't charge them for their membership. But anytime they can get out and get to a meeting, we're glad to welcome them, to see them. And other than that, if you have any questions, Mayor Olson is going to come visit us in September, and we're going to get to the rest of you to come and visit us. Dougie was there and had a walk down memory lane with the bowling alleys in Milwaukee.
Fred, if I might add something, Casper Green, 3519 West Forest Hill Avenue. A minute ago, you talked about the budget for the travel program had not been increased since 2002. Well, would you believe that the contribution by the city to us has been decreased? And in 2002, I believe our members were, when they would come to Clifford's, they would contribute $2 towards the meal. Now we had to raise that to $5 per meal, and that might be one of the reasons why we are not attracting more people to come to join our organization.
Fred, I don't know that you know this. Casper and I had a conversation months ago where we talked about the use of the community room.
Yep.
Right behind us.
Yep.
And I had made some inquiries as to what the agreements were in the past, and the agreement in the past was if the room was available, it's there to be used by the seniors and others. That agreement stands as far as I'm concerned. And unfortunately, the way things are, some people misconstrued what I said, and all of a sudden, I'm closing down the seniors program. I am not closing down the seniors program. Quite the contrary. Again, I make that statement in public, and County Council can overrule.
I remember our conversation well, and that is exactly the way it happened, the way you explained it.
Well, I'm going to make it publicly. The County Council can, of course, they're the policymakers, but the offer, as it was under the previous mayor, stands under mine. You want to sit there and play cards, it's fine, unless we need the room, and we don't need that room often. So, thank you for that.
We totally appreciate the use of that room. The Department of Aging and Casper was instrumental, I got to say it again, instrumental in getting that meal program there. He banged on the door of Stephanie Sue Stein's office telling her that we needed meals out here in Franklin, and that is the third best attended meal program in all of Milwaukee County.
But that's different than the program you run.
Different than the program
so
we run.
So everybody's clear.
That one is totally free. If you cannot afford it, you do not have to contribute to have a meal there. They do suggest a donation of $2.50, but that does not cover their costs.
Right.
So that's some federal program helps supply the money for that program on the other side. But I talk to the Department of Aging and I tell them at other senior centers they can do exercise programs. They have movie night. They have all sorts of things to use that room. And I keep pushing, but that's moving uphill with a rock.
Alderman Mayor.
Just so we're clear, the mayor does pay his own dues, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right. We give him a discount.
Okay, good. You mentioned the budget. You mentioned the budget thing, and Shirley mentioned, or I brought up the budget thing with Shirley. If you guys don't ask, nobody's going to hand it out to you. And sometimes in municipal budgets, you have to ask year after year, and maybe on that third year or fifth year, you might get it. But if you don't ask, you're not going to get any increase.
Dan, I think, excuse me, Fred, if you will. I believe in 2002, now I don't have anything in front of me to prove this, but I think we were getting somewhere between $12,000 and $14,000 at that point in time. And now what would it get last year? $7,000 in the city, I think.
Ten.
Ten?
$10,000.
Okay.
Just to clarify, Dan, up until a few years ago, we were getting money from HUD, mm-hmm. just like Shirley was. We were under the same rules, the same things. One day, Mark and I had a conversation, and he said, you have your choice. The rules for HUD are becoming more onerous,
right.
And the city was willing to allow us to continue right. the program with that certain amount of money from the city coffers. So that's what we totally appreciate, is that we understand it's taxpayer money.
Right.
We appreciate it. What we had before was a larger amount, but that came from HUD.
Right.
So we were able to do many things. We had more entertainment. Now we pay for entertainment ourselves out of our budget if somebody wants music. We have a lot of members that are musicians, so they sometimes provide entertainment for a lower cost.
Right. Just saying you're a valuable part of the community, and again, your membership is only increasing, and if you don't ask for that budget increase, it's not going to happen. And depending on what kind of entertainment you're bringing in, you know.
What goes along with that Cougar trip?
Okay.
All right. Anyone else? Alderman Evans and Alderman Mayer.
Thank you for your report, and I'm glad to see you were able to get that grant. I think that's going to help you out.
Yep.
As someone who recently lost my father, who he spent 25 years, he died at 89, but 25 years without a program like this in the community, and it's after paying a visit to your program, it's just important to see seniors be able to talk to someone, you know, give someone a hug and to laugh. And I saw that and witnessed it. So I think you're doing a great job, and keep it up.
Thank you.
Alderman Mayer.
It says in the report that, I don't know, I guess it was Mark that did this, that it's your activities are funded strictly through the city's general recreation fund.
Yes, ma'am.
So what is this Aurora grant? You get money from Aurora?
Aurora has a community pot of money, and if you have a good idea, you apply for it. And what we wanted to do, because we do use Aurora's health professionals to provide a lot of education, and semi-monthly we have a registered nurse that staffs a table at our meetings, and our members can get their blood pressure checked, and they can interact with a healthcare professional in a non-threatening environment, whereas in a doctor's office, a lot of people forget there are all sorts of things going on. And our members, getting older, it's a better way for them to do it. And John Ackert has given us gifts in the past. He said, you guys are doing wonders. Here's money to help continue that. This year we had to change over, and we didn't specifically say what we were going to use the grants for. We chose to use them for advertising, because the year before we used part of the money that John gave us to advertise one time in the city newsletter, and we increased our membership by probably 20 or 25 people, and I thought that was a good way to do it. So we're going to do it two more times this year. And with the understanding that we're going to reach more of the senior residents that are moving into Franklin, because we're only on the website. If you're not familiar with that, and you don't go to the meetings or you don't go to the walking club, you really don't know who we are or what we do. And we want to just reach out to those people and say, you know, here's another opportunity to get socialized, reduce your isolation, here's some activities, and maybe we can get some more trip members for sure, too.
Right. I guess, how much is that grant? Like, what is it average?
$1,000.
$1,000, and you've been receiving that for?
Several years.
Okay. And is that what was used to purchase the TV?
Yes.
Then? Okay.
Along with an additional gift from a member in memory of our former treasurer.
What was that? You purchased another gift?
No. We were given a gift of money in memory of Annabelle that we put together with...
For the TV.
Purchased the TV and the mount and anything else that
got it.
Needed to get it up and running.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
And just so everybody knows, Mark was about to say it, the city's providing cable TV at our expense. Alderman Schmidt.
You have a formal contract with Clifford's for your monthly thing, and but what is your average attendance now for those luncheons?
That was, you know, it's in that spreadsheet that Lisa put together. And average, well, it was, there's 643 attendees, so you could divide it by six. That's about 105 average. And that's, you know, you're figuring people go south until February, March. Mm.
So we had some preliminary discussions, too, about the possibility of maybe being able to move into, like, negotiate with the Red River Center. Now it's being newly remodeled and stuff. That might be
we had meetings there at one time.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out. But, you know, like we said, we're open to anything. We would like to be in the city of Franklin.
Right.
And one more thing that we do, I don't know if anybody is aware of it, but on Tuesdays and Thursdays, or any time that the meal site is open, there are nine or ten computers that are open to anybody that attends that meal program. They can use it, and the city provides internet, so some of the seniors can get email if they don't have it at home. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have two volunteers that come in and will also instruct seniors in a camera, how to use a phone. They do some general repairs on TV. One of the gentlemen in the wheelchair, he's a double amputee. He's A-plus certified in computer repair. So he's very knowledgeable, and he does provide a service to the seniors. It's hard to get seniors to use new technology, but little by little, Rob is a wonderful teacher. And if you know anybody that wants to learn how to use a computer,
this is all
send them
free.
Over there. It's all free.
Anyone else? Motion to place on file.
Second.
Alderman Mayor.
I think Leroy was going to.
Well, let's get to him after this motion.
Okay.
Alderman. Sorry.
Just one little point for the record. In each newsletter we usually talk, we do reference the senior program. So when he talks about advertising the newsletter, they only have a charge for that when they have separate page inserts where they have to do separate printing. But for the regular portion of the newsletter, there isn't a charge to them for that. That's just part of our regular newsletter.
All those in favor?
If I can expand on that just a little.
Got 23 items. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay.
We would like to say thank you to all.
Very much so.
You're welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Yes. All those in favor of the motion to place on file, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. A motion to suspend the rules to allow citizens to speak.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Clevin Dowd.
Talk.
Yep.
I'd like to sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to chair. I'm gonna get off the packet. Yeah, you did it. Bring this. Is this thing working?
Yep.
I want to bring this presentation to the Common Council and the Mayor, and I'd like to thank the Common Council and the Mayor for requiring a semi-annual status financial report review of the expenditures of the Franklin Senior Inc. Ever since the City of Franklin has funded Franklin Senior Citizen Inc., they have never asked for or received a financial report from the private organization. in 2008 as a member of the Franklin Senior Inc., I was concerned about the way the Franklin Senior Inc. was operating as a nonprofit organization. I had questions about how Franklin Senior Citizen Inc. was spending the funding from the Community Block Grant. I contacted HUD headquarters in Washington, D.C., Milwaukee County, and the city of Franklin, which is Mark Roberta. I had many questions. As you may realize, as a result of my question, Milwaukee County started questioning the spending and eligibility of Franklin Senior Citizen Inc. as it is related to the Community Development Block Grant. Because of all my questions and the action that HUD took against that Franklin Senior Citizens Inc., I was expelled from Franklin Senior Citizens Inc. As a result of more stringent requirements by HUD, Franklin Senior Citizens Inc. would no longer receive funds through the Milwaukee County Development Block Grant. For the past several years, while the city of Franklin has been strictly funded, the FSIC, this is the first time Franklin Senior Citizens have been asked to give semiannual status report, see Exhibit A, to the city of Franklin. I thank you for asking for the semiannual report and allowing me to make my presentation. Questions and concerns about the funding of Franklin Senior Citizens Inc. In the past years, $15,000 was set aside for yearly for the Franklin Seniors activity. In the past, $10,000 was set aside for the Franklin Senior Travel Program 2002 and $5,000 for Franklin Senior Citizen in 2009, earlier this year. Ms. Shirley Bird and Mr. Hazel Ryman previously gave a presentation on January 20th, 2015, the Franklin Common Council pointing out that the city was applying for block grant money to assist the Franklin Senior Travel Program, thus allowing $5,000 from the $10,000 for the Franklin Senior Travel Program to be shifted to Franklin Senior Citizens Inc. Because of the strings that were attached to the block grant money, it was jeopardizing the future of the Franklin Senior Travel Program. The Franklin Common Council decided to eliminate the Franklin Senior Travel Program from the block grant program, and it returned the $5,000 from the Franklin Senior Inc. Bank to the Franklin Senior Travel Program. Did the Franklin Common Council take any action to increase Franklin Senior Citizens Inc. to $10,000? If so, when did this occur? Entitled Meals. Why does the city give Franklin Senior Citizens Inc. $10,000 for meals? Well, their members, if you do the math, that comes out to $76.46 per member. And that's referring to 138 members. The business lunch cost is $9.50 per member, but Milwaukee County has a program at the city of Franklin, Monday through Friday, where seniors can have lunch for $2.50, a saving of $7 per meal. I attend that facility 4 days a week. If you look at Franklin Senior Inc. social chart, for February, Exhibit B, 40 members attended the social at a cost of $344.72. If you do the math, that comes out to $8.62 per member. Again, those 40 people could have gone to the Franklin City Hall and had a hot lunch for $2.50 instead of a cold sandwich at the social. Please note that the social averaged 37 members. Out of the membership of 138, is this a club within a club? iTech Room Support Service. If you look again at Exhibit B under Office Miscellaneous and Computer Center Card, you will see a common dollar amount of $99.19 appearing each month. I'm assuming this is for the iTech Room Support Service. I'm not sure, nor am I positive, which service this person is providing and to whom. If you look at Exhibit C and D, you will see the $99.19 in mileage cost. What is of interest is that there is always 8 days of mileage expense each month. I don't know if mileage expense includes the only 2 days of the month that the senior meets. Giving the benefit of the doubt, what does he do the other 6 days when there are no Franklin senior citizen activities, but yet there is a charge? There's a computer service available at Franklin City Hall during the meal program for any senior who attends the Milwaukee County Meal Program. They also welcome seniors who do not attend the Milwaukee County Meal Program and are only seeking computer service. These seniors come from Oak Creek, Mosquito, Greenfield, Hills Corners, etc. If by some remote chance this mileage charges are associated with that activity, this would be a grave error because Franklin Senior Citizen Inc. does not pay for that service. It is only passed through. The Franklin taxpayers are paying to fix or advise any seniors that come to the door seeking computer assistance. Again, they do not have to be a Franklin resident. Why are Franklin taxpayers subsidizing a program for other communities? The guest speakers, from January to June 2015, Exhibit E, there was no great speakers for January. For the months of February, April and June, there were health-related worker speakers. For the month of March, May, and June, the guest speakers were a former alderman and two current aldermen. I have no problem with the past alderperson staying active in this community by assisting Franklin Senior's organization that are affiliated with. I question what the politics are involved. In May 2015, we had a presentation by Alderwoman Janet Evans outlining what her duties are and some of the issues she can help with the residents of her district. This occurred days before an election in which she was running for the Franklin School Board. This was pointed out at a meeting but was not reflected in their notes to the Franklin County Council. In reference to the June 2015 manage meeting, Alderman Doug Schmidt spoke on topics of concern to his constituents. By my concern is Doug Schmidt also serves on the Quarry Committee with Fred Knipple, president of the Franklin Senior Citizens League. My concerns has always been the one-sided politics of the FSE gets involved in. For example, in the past, Franklin Senior Citizen Inc. president only allowed speakers he endorsed. The president relied on the bylaws of the group of the club. Item 6, Exhibit F, which states all announcements must be approved by the president, and there will be no unannounced political speakers unless approved by the president. But under the Articles of Incorporation, Exhibit G, Item 6A, 2I, it states, no substantial part of the activities of a corporation shall be the carrying on of propaganda or otherwise attempting to influence legislation, and the corporation shall not participate in or intervene in, including the publishing of distribution of statements, any political campaign on behalf of any candidate for public office except as authorized under the Internal Revenue Code. What I question is the Alderwoman Janet Evans, who allowed to speak to the Franklin Senior Citizens, but her opponent was not. As far as Alderwoman Janet Evans and Alderman Doug Schmidt, I find the timing interesting. For the last 6 months, they were both allowed to speak and are also part of the review process of spending for the Franklin Senior Incorporated. For the sake of time, I could continue to voice other concerns, but I will end this with a final comment. The best kept secret in Franklin. I've attached tax returns for Franklin Senior Citizens Inc. Exhibit HIJK, which covers the time period of 2009 through 2013. This is the same period that the City of Franklin has strictly been funding Franklin Senior Citizens Inc. If you will note on the last line, title not net assets, and fund balance in 2009, that balance was $74,470. In 2013, it grew to $90,663. This is an increase of $16,193. That increase of $16,193 is probably greater than the average household savings of the average Franklin resident. The important question is, if the city of Franklin tax rate are strictly funded Franklin senior citizens, where are they receiving the additional income to grow their savings account? Why are they asking Franklin taxpayers to fund them if they have the ability to raise funds from other resources? Why isn't the Franklin Senior Citizens Inc. board members and general members aware of the savings account? At their business luncheon meeting, they discuss checking account balance, but never their savings account balance. Why not? I think it's appalling that the president, vice president, would come before this common council and request funds when they have more money in their savings account than most of us do. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis.
Leroy Levandowski, another concerned Franklin taxpayer.
Your motion to place on file.